Somebody asked, somebody just told me 3 days ago that I just discovered my husband is having an affair. I just saw something on his text telephone. The lady said, oh, I can't wait for us to be reunited. And I said, now, don't confront him. Now, she has confronted the man, and the man said, well, because when I touch you, you said you had headache.
Thank you very much, Pastor Lynn. I think that was quite insightful. Amen. Shall we just give the Lord praise? So a wise Christian woman needs to be a praying woman, needs to be a woman of love, needs to be a woman of forgiveness. In the same way we're asking in the name of the resurrected Jesus that every strange woman that has stepped into your home, we give her an eviction notice. She lives in the name of Jesus. Our next source of conflict that we want to look at is the issue of communication. Just like fuel is to your car, so is communication to your marriage. Communication requires skills. It's to be learned. I once heard a story about a husband who said to his wife that a study has shown that men use about 10,000 words per day. He was saying this to his wife. Whereas women use about 20,000 words per day. And the wife said, women use twice as many words because they have to repeat everything they say. And the man said, what? And the wife said, see? Praise the Lord. So, amen. Communication is important. As a woman, you are a communal person. You've been made to communicate. While the man is not like that. So you need to find a common ground. And let me say something. Communication is not just verbal. Communications experts say that two-thirds of your communication is actually non-verbal, like eye contact, body language, writing. When last did you write a love note to your husband? When last did you put a note into his pocket? When last did you send him a card? He might tell you he doesn't care. But try and see what impact it makes. So communication is not just verbal. If he doesn't listen to you, like he keeps saying, oh, he never listens to me. Have you tried writing? Writing a beautiful card and see what happens. So communication is not just verbal. There's a story of a woman and her husband who were having a conflict. And the woman said to the man, I'm leaving. And he thought when she said, I'm leaving, that she meant, I'm leaving the marriage. But she actually said, I'm leaving because she just wanted to leave that environment. She wanted to leave the room. So you need to understand what each other are saying. There was another case of a woman who went to meet her solicitors and said to them, I want to leave my husband. And the solicitor said, on what grounds do you want to leave him? And she said, oh, we live in a beautiful field, the ground is beautiful, and all that. And said, so on what ground do you want to live? Why do you want to leave him? And she said, because he does not communicate well. And here she was, I'm sure you didn't get the joke. He was asking her, on what grounds? Instead of telling him the reason, she was saying, we live in a field. Talking about the ground. So we must always listen, and like I said in the first issue, my husband said to me, the major source of conflict between us is because I always add meaning to things that he says, and I'm beginning to watch it because he's not the only one that has said that to me. So that's, I'm working on that. Praise God. So we must always communicate clearly and make sure that what you're saying is what your husband is hearing. And make sure that what he's saying is exactly what you are hearing. So communication is important. You need to begin to learn how to communicate. Use your body language. If you said something like your husband comes back from work, and you say something, honey, welcome, darling. Your voice, your tone tells him you're excited that he's there. So that's one kind of communication. And you might say, welcome, honey, good to have you. He can see the difference. If in the past you're always chirpy, chirpy, happy, hello, honey, welcome, good to have you back. He knows the difference. So learn to be clear and learn to communicate properly and understand that your husband is different from yourself. Remember, men use 10,000 words and women use 20,000 words per day. So he may not talk to you the way you want. You are more detailed. You want to go out and then come back and somebody says to you, so what happened today? And you talk about the fact that you met your friend, you saw Pastor Lee, you saw Mrs. Akingola, you saw Agatha, you saw this on the street. But if you ask your husband, why did you go today? I went to work and I just drove back. I bought fuel on the way and I came back home. He does not want to tell details. So you have to learn to communicate and understand that that's his nature. It's not like when he puts the newspaper on his face or he's watching the TV that he doesn't want to talk to you. If he does not talk in that manner, then find another way of communication. Huh. The next set of conflict. Someone say, my in-laws
are not
outlaws. Say it one more time.
My in-laws are not outlaws.
Say it like you mean it.
My in-laws are not outlaws.
I tell you, not all in-laws are bad.
Yes, not.
Okay? So in-laws could be a source of conflict. You know what I always tell people? When you are courting and when you are newly married, take time to listen to your husband's stories. When you listen, you're able to know the in-laws that were good to him, so that you don't offend those ones. When you listen, you're able to know who was kind to him on the way growing up. It's when we offend such in-laws that our husbands get upset. I believe that the Holy Spirit should just give us the grace to open our hands and open our hearts to our in-laws. Of course, there could be antagonistic in-laws. So what I advise you again is, as a wisdom key, try and have some allies. A few allies in that family. You cannot afford to fight everyone in your husband's family. Look out, there must be some good people somewhere. Look out for some of the good ones, some of them that are strategic, and be friendly with them. Do whatever you have to do to make sure that you are on the good books of your in-laws. And now if you find that there are some antagonistic in-laws, of course you have some of them. What do you do? Number one, yeah, pray for them. Pray for them, because if you pray for them, the Lord takes control. So pray for them. Number two, always, always, always stay under the shield of your husband. Say for instance, they come and they ask you, when are you people coming to our house? For a very strong woman, the tendency is for you to immediately speak and say, oh, we're coming next week. And maybe they want you to come this week. So if you're coming next week, let your husband always be the voice. So that if they need to confront anyone, they confront their brother, they confront their son, they confront their cousin, not you. So always stay under the shield of your husband, and as much as possible, never confront them directly. If you notice that they're antagonistic, don't confront them directly. Pray for them. And then also, we counsel people who are just getting into marriage. We tell them, if you're going to get married, your first 3 years, as much as is possible, make sure that you don't stay with any relatives. That way you are not exposed to them. They don't know your shortcomings. They don't know your shortcomings. They don't know your husband's shortcomings. And that way you're able to keep them away for a while. But you must be kind to them. Remember that they are your husband's people. You came from that family. So you cannot afford to put them away. Praise God. And one other thing I tell people is, as much as possible again, don't say unkind words about your husband's family to him. Pray and ask God, if they are antagonistic, if they are bad, ask God to reveal it to him. As he keeps communicating with them and dealing with them while you are under his shield, most likely he will see their nature better than you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
At what point did you make that decision?
I made that decision when he put a loaded shotgun in my mouth. And he said, I
threatened to pull the trigger. So at that point, because it was now life-threatening,
right.
You had to take the decision
to
run.
And
when women pray, great things happen. Dear woman of God, I have stayed in the presence of God, and in His presence, I have known great peace, which I pray will become your portion as you pray daily with me by means of audio or your CD. Expect the Lord to come through for you in all areas of your life, family, marriage, ministry, children, finances, and your health. To place your order, please telephone us on 020-7700-4994 or visit our website at www.triumphant.org.uk. Today's message is available on CD, audio, and video tapes. Also available on audio tapes are Pastor Clem Ephemeral's dynamic series, Feel My Heartbeat, designed to help married couples. Plus, Pastor Marjorie Ephemeral's books, Children Are Like Olive Plants and Overcoming in Gilgal. To place your order, please telephone us on 020-7700-4994 or visit our website at www.triumphant.org.uk. If you have been blessed by today's message and your prayer, our prayer team is waiting to take your call.